Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, I have two guests. I have Paul Cleary, who is Senior Vice President, Commercial West with the Mohawk Group, and Kerry Glasscock, who's Director of Corporate Relations with Susan G. Komen Foundation. How you guys doing?
Doing great,
Fantastic.
Kemp. Thank you.
Good to be with you. We have several things to talk about, and a big event coming up on Friday. We'll get to those details in just a minute. Kerry, if you would, for our listeners' benefit, tell us a little bit about the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Susan G. Komen is the leading nonprofit working to end breast cancer both in the United States and throughout the world. We are the largest nonprofit funder of breast cancer research, and we also are a significant funder of community outreach programs to help women fight breast cancer.
Okay, now this has been going on for about 30 years, and I believe the number is about $1.5 billion that you've raised. Does that sound about right?
You know, we actually just updated our stats. We have been in operation a little over 30 years, but we've invested $2.2 billion in the fight.
That is amazing. And tell me, if you would, the magnitude of incidence for breast cancer in the United States.
Yeah, I'd like to talk a little bit about, you know, who we serve and the impact that we've made with that $2.2 billion. You know, in the United States, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime. Men can also get breast cancer. On average, that's a little over 200,000 people per year that will be diagnosed, and just under 40,000 people who will lose their life. But the good news is that there are more than 2.9 million breast cancer survivors alive in the United States today, and that is the largest group of cancer survivors in the country. And just an educational note here for your listeners, the 5-year survival rate for breast cancer when found very early before it metastasizes to other parts of the body is now 99%. Which is up from 74% 30 years ago when we started this organization.
That's great. So you're making a difference. Well, the reason that I've got Paul on here is because I was just recently told that Mohawk has had a partnership with Susan G. Komen now for 12 years, and there's an event that's going to happen on Friday. We'll get into that. But, Paul, if you would, tell us, in the last 12 years, I believe you've raised almost $5 million. Tell us how you're doing that.
That's exactly right, Kemp, and it is $5 million. What we did is in 2001, one of our colleagues came up with the idea of Specify for a Cure, which is basically a partnership with Komen, where we will donate 25 cents a square yard on certain specified products. And we started out with Karistan, and then we expanded it to over 40 products across the Mohawk Group. We also added the Durkin full print line for specification. And recently, a couple of years ago, we actually added the residential pad program. So we actually have a Komen pink pad that goes into a lot of it. You never get to see it, of course, because carpet goes right on top of it, and we donate on the sales of that also. And as you said, we've actually donated $5 million so far.
Now, if a customer wants to know which of these products that you have in your assortment carry that benefit for Susan G. Komen, how do they find that out?
That's a great question. You'd go toward the Mohawk Group website and then / Mohawk for the Cure, and that'll take you right to the list of products. And we've actually, Komen has helped to make it's very simple for us, where we used to have a complicated registration system, and now there's actually no paperwork involved as long as it's a minimum of 500-yard specification. The 25 cents gets directly donated.
And what you're telling us is that every year you change that, and you're adding more products to it this year. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we've expanded it, and we've more products now than we've ever had included in the program. And just trying to make it very accessible and very easy for designers to work with us. And we've got a lot of our dealer partners who support that as well. I mean, cancer is pretty much has touched everybody's lives, either through family or friends. And so people are very eager to support us on this. And it's, again, Komen just gives us great visibility and is very, very tangible to people in terms of what it's doing to help the fight.
Well, I guess a great philanthropic effort on Mohawk's part. Now, on Friday, you are having a Pink Out Day. I guess it's a Let's Be Passionately Pink Day. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, this is an idea where we're trying to take advantage of social media and, you know, with the hashtag Specify for a Cure, where we want our colleagues and customers to photograph themselves wearing pink or doing something pink related. You know, a lot of times we'll do lunch and learns, and they'll make sure all the food products are pink, or they'll merchandise it with a lot of pink. And so, again, we're just using that as a way to promote the Specify for a Cure cause. And personally, I'm going to be in New Orleans with the StarNet folks, and they've agreed to make Friday their pink day. And so hopefully we'll have lots of photographs to add to that as well. But again, it's a great way of publicizing it and taking advantage of social media.
All right, to get more specific, you're using Instagram. You type in hashtag specify for a cure. You can actually submit pictures of you wearing either a pink blouse or a tie or a boa or whatever you've got that's pink. Is that right?
Or whatever you want, or pink suit, whatever you want to wear, Kemp, we'll put it on there.
Maybe somebody can wear pink mohawks.
That's right. For our trade show on Saturday, we'll have pink mohawk comb and shirts. So it's specified for a cure.
And Kemp, if I could just jump in really quickly and say how grateful we are to Mohawk for being such a fabulous partner to us in this fight. You know, Mohawk's the world's largest flooring company. Komen is the world's largest breast cancer organization. It's a perfect partnership between two stellar brands, and we just are so grateful for them for donating money for research and community outreach programs and for really making a difference and helping us save lives and breast cancer.
All right, great, Carrie. And Paul, I really appreciate what you guys are doing in this philanthropic effort, and I hope Friday is a big day. I hope everybody will take a picture of themselves or their group wearing pink and go to hashtag specify for a cure and submit the picture, and then look at the other people. You might see some people you know.
Perfect.
So, again, we've been talking to Paul Cleary, who's Senior VP of Commercial West, and to Carrie Glasscock, Director of Corporate Relations with Susan G. Komen Foundation, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.